Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking, Coach Adams, wow, this is such a great question. Well, you know what? That's wonderful. And I say, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and evaluate this very question of weariness.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I genuinely love Mondays. Ooh, I love it, I love it, I love it. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, Master Motivator, Lifestyle, Personal, and Professional Coach. It's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we're going to dig into what I believe is a rich topic that I anticipate will inspire, encourage, and motivate you right where you are on your journey today. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take the time to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. On our last featured broadcast, we explored the topic of take the mask off. As stated, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. So we encourage you to chip right on in. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 or so minutes into today's programming around our subject and the title that we're digging into. And then we will open our programming up for audience participation if time permits, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, laptops, desktops, you're having your smartphone open with your notes, your tablets, your iPads, whatever it may be, to capture the richness of what is being shared today. And even the fur baby is excited, saying, get your pens and notepads. Don't miss the opportunity to soak and take in the great richness that will be shared on today's installment in our Shape Up series. You know, before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Send an email. Go old school. Send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! I think you get it. Bottom line, we're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because the reality is this: we can't do it with YOU, and we thank you for the efforts that you put out there to share with others the richness that you are getting every week, especially to those of you who are regular listeners. We really appreciate you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and we are looking at don't be weary. Process that. Don't be weary. Now, please know that I understand it is far easier said than done. Don't be weary. It's easy to tell somebody, don't be weary. You know, personally, I can say that I have faced moments of feeling weary on my journey, being transparent with you. You know, this is an area in my coaching practice that I often have to support my clients in on their journey to press through those moments of feeling weary. And, you know, as a coach, I'm constantly exploring how can I best support and serve my clients with life's challenges. And this is one that presents itself regularly, weariness. You know, the harsh reality is that we all face weariness at some time or another. We all go through moments and stages of challenge. You know, that sense of feeling, I'm tired, I'm drained, oh, it's so much, I can't anymore, I can't handle anymore, it's just, You know, I often reference my bishop because this may be a moment where you're saying, I can't relate. And if that's the case, that's fine. I love that you're not in that place. But why did I mention my bishop? Because my bishop often says, if you're not in a storm, you're on your way to a storm, or you have just come out of a storm. Because life is about seasons. And wherever you are on your journey, I want you to know that this is a message of empowerment that can support you right where you are. Because if you're not dealing with this struggle today, I am confident that at some stage previously you've dealt with it, or in the future you will deal with it, because life is about seasons. And we have highs, we have lows, we have ups, we have downs. We go to the top of the mountain and we experience moments in the valley. That's all a part of the very fabric of life. And, you know, I think about on my journey, and I often like to share bits and pieces of my story as a point of relatability and to let you know that Coach Adams is not in any way just simply standing on the soapbox saying, nah, 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 to you. And I haven't lived it through, and I'm not living it through experientially. So know that I'm not on the soapbox. I can speak things that I know to be true. Wisdom, insight that I've gleaned on my journey, experiences that I've grown through. And so I often will share bits and pieces of my story to let you know I can relate. I've been there. And I'm here to let you know that you will get on the other side. And I like to bring nuggets and tools and gems that you can process around that would give you some thoughts to consider, some areas in which you can evaluate. How can I make a shift on my journey? Some tools that you can pull out of your toolbox, and that ultimately you would be in a better position to win. That's where my heart is. A better position for you to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. That you're in a better position to work it now. Working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, as I just stated. And so I wanted to share with you, I remember, this was in 2005, that I was in my last property management position. But mind you, I want you to know that in 98-99, God began his purpose in my life. And, of course, we're talking about, and I want to remind you what we're talking about. We're talking about don't be weary. And we are evaluating the very question, are you weary on your journey? Because oftentimes when we are waiting for the hope, for the desire, for the manifestation in our lives of what we desire, what we're hoping for, what we're moving toward, there are moments when our heart can get sick and we can feel weary. And so I remember in 2005, when I was in property management and real estate, God had begun to speak his vision and purpose on my life in about 99-98. But I was still processing through it and, you know, on the journey. And mind you, I said in 99 or 98, God began to speak his purpose and his vision for my life. You see, I, at that time, was dealing with great frustration. I was in real estate, former licensed realtor for the state of California, and I had transitioned into property management because I was really seeking God for ultimately his call on my life. And I had a number of great opportunities in the property management industry, and I was at my last company in Irvine in 2005. And I remember the last 6 months or so, I was feeling frustrated. And I was feeling frustrated simply because I remember that God had spoke his call on my life. And the movement that I took from that moment forward was in every way navigating me closer towards my passion of coaching and training and empowering others. Even when I was in property management, I was very intentional around the awakening of the understanding of God's call on my life. And so I was navigating accordingly in my last position in property management. And I initially started out as an assistant manager and had gotten promoted to a manager. I was in that role for about 4 years. And then I got my next opportunity, which was more apartments. It was a lease up. And I went from a manager to an assistant manager. And one would say, is she moving backwards? She was a manager. Why would she go and be an assistant manager? Well, because by that time, God has spoken his call on my life, and I was very clear that in order for me to at least start to fuel that flame and do it, I had to make a shift in the corporate setting that I was in until such time that I didn't have to do it anymore. And so I was looking at opportunities that would give me the greater positioning to be able to coach and train and empower. And so I went from a manager who was behind the desk dealing with financials and operations and all of that to, okay, how can I now coach a team and train and empower others at a different degree? And that's where I went from a manager to an assistant manager and wanted to actually learn new development as well. So that was my own desire. In the midst of, if I'm going to still be in this industry, I want to at least learn all different facets and sides of it, because that's just who I am. I'm a lifetime learner. I like learning any industry that I'm in from the inside out, all different aspects of it. And then my last position, I was a leasing manager. Now, one would say, wow, from a manager down to an assistant manager to a leasing manager? Well, the reality was this. Each time I took on a new role after I had gotten the awakening of God's call on my life, I was being very intentional and strategic around the positions and how much can I fuel my passions now? How much can I do what I enjoy doing, what I know I've been called to do within this corporate setting? So for me, it was very intentional and strategic. But mind you, again, the awakening of it was late 98, early 99, and this is years later, and I'm feeling frustrated. Again, our topic, don't be weary. But I must admit that the last 6 months, I was feeling weary the last 4 to 6 months. It intensified at about 4 months. Because I knew what it was that I was placed on the planet to do at this stage. And I was growing closer to that with every opportunity that I took. But because I was in an industry that there were certain expectations and all of this, and I oftentimes was doing so much more that I didn't necessarily want to do, but needed to do at that time, it became very frustrating. I was grateful for what I was able to do, but yet I was feeling frustrated. And I remember roughly about the last 4 months that I was in property management, I began to really feel weary. My heart was growing sick. And in essence, I was tired. I really was tired. And I began to press in, and I was seeking God. And you may say, well, I don't believe in God. And that's your right. I know I'm on a global platform. I'm sharing with you what I did on my journey. But I began to press in and seek God for his wisdom on my journey because I was feeling weary. And as I began to press in, you know, in this last 4 months of being in property management, everything seemed to have gotten even more intense for me. And I'm feeling more tired. I'm feeling more weary. I'm feeling more frustrated. And again, our topic that we're evaluating today is don't be weary. And how do you deal with those moments of weariness? And when I was released in 2005, on one hand, it was an answer to prayer. Woo-hoo! I was excited. On the other hand, I'm like, oh my gosh, where do I go from here? What? But because I knew what God's call was, I began to move in that direction. And, you know, so often our hearts get sick waiting for the hope, but this is a thing that we must know, that although it may seem like the hope is taking a long time and it's not coming, if we just hold on, when we make that connection with it, when it comes, it's refreshing. It's like a tree of life. It's like this breath of fresh air. And that's how I felt when that intense season of just feeling weary and tired and just my heart being sick, knowing what it was that I was placed on the planet to do, but yet not living it out at the fullness. I was living it out at about, I would say, 30%. 30% of my days at that time, I was living it out. But then the rest of the time, I wasn't, and that's why I was feeling sick. I was grateful for what I was able to accomplish and what I was able to do, but yet I was feeling weary. And so I wanted to share with you and empower you around what I've grown to know to be true as it relates to moving from weariness to power. Ooh, I know you're sitting there thinking, yes, Coach Adams, bring it. I'm feeling weary. And I know that you're not alone. And how do I know that you're not alone? Because in my coaching practice, as I stated earlier, this is a subject that comes up fairly regularly, that I'm supporting and assisting my clients who are struggling with this, you know, challenge of life issues, life stuff, feeling like, oh my gosh, if one more thing happens, really, I just can't, and I'm feeling tired, and I'm feeling weary, and I'm getting out of steam here. And so because life is full of ups and downs and challenges, as I stated, if you're not in the storm, good for you. Woo-hoo! You're on your way to a storm, or maybe you've just come out, because life is about seasons, as I shared earlier. And I'm just reconnecting us with that as we move into this focus on moving from weariness to power, because we all deal with it at different stages. But before we look at how do I get to the power side, we must first identify some of those things that may cause us to feel weary, that zap us of power, that suck the life out of us, that make us feel tired, that pull the energy out of us. And so I have five areas that I want you to process around where you are on your journey. And then we're going to look at how do I get on the other side of each of these, the areas that are causing weariness, and to this place of power. So the number one thing that I have found without question has caused weariness on my journey is discouragement. Different stages of discouragement have caused me personally to feel weary. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know who you are. I don't know your personal journey. But what I can say is that I know that for me, discouragement has been something that has caused me to feel weary. Now, maybe that's not your story, and good for you. Woohoo! I celebrate you. But discouragement has been something that I've battled with at different stages along my journey, feeling discouraged on my journey, words of discouragement, different things that have happened that have caused me to feel discouraged on my journey. The other would be negative energy. And negative energy, you know, one of the things that I have found, and when we look at the other side of each of these areas and the power aspect of it, negative energy is something that I have grown to realize that most people are fueled by negative energy. I don't know why. They like that space. I don't, personally. You know, it's interesting because I have always been an optimist, always on my journey. I could always see the good in something. You know, recently I was sharing with an individual. I was telling them that I remember one of my positions that I got in property management. And what I didn't know at the time, and this was my second opportunity. So my first opportunity in property management, I had a regional director who gave me the very best employee review that one could get. I mean, it was stellar. He was a great regional manager. Really appreciate all that I learned from him and all of that in the industry, but had given me literally the best employee review that I had gotten in the corporate setting ever. But he had left the company. He had left the company, and I'm making a connection. He had left the company that I was with, and I didn't know where he went. And so I put in a resume. I felt, you know, it's time to maybe look at other opportunities. God had awakened the call on my life. So now, although I needed to be in the corporate setting still, wasn't quite at that place of walking away, I was intentional about navigating positions that would allow me to do more of who I believe that God had called me to, and that was more of empowering and training and coaching at the time, right? So I had an opportunity, and I put in a resume, and you know, only resume that I put in, because on one side, I was in my comfort zone. I was comfortable at the place where I was. I really was, and I was in a good zone, making, doing well, and, you know, good numbers and all of that. But I put in this resume, and I got the call from the property and, you know, went in for the interview, all of that. Ended up getting the job. I later found out that my previous regional where I was leaving was at that company. And he had kind of thumbed through the resumes, and he saw my name. He pulled my resume out, and he said what he said. And I'm going to tell you what he said in just a second, but remember what we're talking about, negative energy. And I shared with you that I have always been an optimist, and I have always desired to, in any environment that I'm in, not bring negativity, but to, in essence, side of that is positivity, bringing positive energy. So my resume gets off of the desk of the manager from the previous regional that I had that gave me the best employee review that I had in the corporate setting that I didn't know was there. He's thumbing through the resumes. He pulls my resume out, and he says, "She's great. Get her in here if you can get through all that positive crap." I thought if that's the negative thing that someone has to say, get through all the positivity. I'll take it. And so I share that with you because, again, I've always been, that's always been who I have been at my core. It really has been. So the negative, that's not a zone that I reside in. But what I know to be true is that you can be around negative people, and we're talking about moving from weariness to power. Negative environments can zap you of your energy. The other is, and we're going to look at the flip side in just a moment, the other is when you're dealing with life's challenges. You know, whatever the circumstances may be, personally or professionally, life's challenges can weigh on us. They can make us feel burdened down, heavy. The load of it can get us to that place where we're feeling tired. The financial challenges, the physical challenges, the I'm not in a job I want to be in, just the stuff of life, the stuff that's happening socially, the stuff that's happening all around us. Oh, it can weigh down on us. The challenges can make us feel weary. The other thing that I've grown to realize to be true that can make us feel weary is a lack of clarity on our journey. If you don't have the clarity that you need, you, in essence, feel weary. And you feel weary, why? Because you don't know where you're going. It's like you're moving through life blindfolded. Think about that. You have sight. You can see. But yet you're moving through life with blinders on, blindfolded. That can drain your energy because you're having to put forth greater effort because there's a lack of clarity. And then this one gets me oftentimes, the slow breakthroughs. You're on the journey and it's like, oh, things are not quite happening. And it gets you frustrated because there's a barrier to your goal and you begin to feel weary and tired and zapped of energy and exhausted because things are not happening the way that you desire them to at the rapid rate that you would hope. And so in essence, you feel weighed down. You feel a lack of motivation. You're feeling not as inspired because there's a slow breakthrough. So we've looked at what would cause us to feel weary, discouragement, negative energy, challenges, lack of clarity, slow breakthroughs. Now you may be saying, "Ooh, Coach Adams, I can add some stuff to that list." And I'm sure that you can. We can always add things to the list. But I wanted us to process around just a few areas so that we can make a shift, so that we can make that shift from weariness to power. I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today as we are in our Shape Up series talking about don't be weary. And as I said in our opening, I know this is far easier said than done. I get that. It really is. And I've been transparent in sharing that personally, I have faced moments on my own journey where I have felt weary. And this, in essence, is also an area that I'm constantly coaching my clients in my coaching practice because it often comes up where clients are saying, "Coach Adams, I need support. How do I get through this stage, this moment, this season of feeling weary?" And so I wanted to bring some thoughts for us to consider today on moving from weariness to power. And we just talked about the weary, those things that would cause us to feel weary, discouragement, negative energy, challenges, lack of clarity, and the slow breakthrough. So let's look at the opposite side of that so that we can move to power and be empowered. If you are feeling discouraged, you have to now shift from discouragement to being encouraged, encouragement. And what you need to do in order to make that shift is you have to evaluate the words that are being spoken into your life. Who is speaking words into your life? What are the words that you are reading? What are the words that you are seeing? What are the words that you are hearing? Because whatever those words are, those words have planted a seed in your emotional bank account. And the negative words would plant, that have been planted would blossom into a tree of discouragement. But the positive words blossom into encouragement. And so if you don't step back and evaluate the words that are being spoken, and speaking of words, I have a rich chapter in the Change book number 14 and the Change book number, I think it's 17, the latest version, Insight into Self-Empowerment. And my chapter, my breakout chapter, is on the power of words. You see, as a little girl, I learned a significant lesson on the power of words. And for you to hear my story that has been outlined and written in the Change book, you'll have to order your copy. And I'm happy to autograph it and send it off to you. If you are interested in your copy, you can text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Again, that's 310-289-2101. Just simply text your name and the Change, and I'll know that you want your autographed copy of the Change, and I'll have our team to follow up with you accordingly. Positive words that would support you on your journey of understanding the power of words. And so when you're looking at discouragement, which discouragement breeds weariness, and you're shifting from and moving from weariness to power, you have to get into the position of being encouraged and get the encouragement that has to now flow into your life instead of the discouragement flowing into your life. So you have to evaluate the words that are being spoken, the words that others are speaking into your life that are being planted into your emotional bank account, the words that you are hearing. What are you listening to? I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, because this is a base of encouragement, a base of positive words that are being deposited in your life that would encourage and edify and give you inspiration and tools that you need on your journey. So move from those words that have been planted that have caused discouragement, that caused you to be discouraged, to words that would encourage you. So evaluate the words that are being spoken into your life, and that's how you move from discouragement to encouragement and weariness to power. The negative energy, it's simple. You have to shift the negative to positive. Now, what do I do here, Coach Adams? Is this not the same as the words? No. And yes, some of it crosses over. But we're going to look at a very specific area around the negative energy and shifting to the positive energy. You see, I have found that oftentimes negative energy is brought in by people. So you must examine the people that you have around you and the people that you, in essence, are around. What are your circle? Who's in your circle? What are the words that are being spoken? Again, words are carried over, but now we're looking at the people specifically. Because how, the people that are around you, how do they make you feel? You know, my mentor is doing teaching about the vagus nerve, and I believe it's 50 trillion cells in our body that they move towards positivity but shrink away from negativity. They know the difference between good and not so good. And I share that with you, and thank you, my coach and Mrs. H, for your powerful teachings of Vertical Leap and Boston Movement. I share that with you because if you don't examine the people that you have around you, the people that are in your circle and what you're listening to and who you are allowing to be deposited in you. I was in a corporate setting. You know, I share often that I do executive consulting, and for quote unquote no apparent reason, there was an individual that I could feel my 50 trillion cells like screaming off at me, that instinct cue on the inside. It was like, rah, rah, rah. And I later realized, negativity. Truly, there wasn't anything initially on the surface that made me know that, meaning they didn't do anything initially on the surface, but yet my cells knew that this person, something's not quite right. Little shady going on. My cells felt it before I had the evidence of that. And so I want to challenge you to really evaluate, again, the people that you have in your circle. Because some people are on your team. They're rooting for you, and they mean it genuinely. There are other people. They are not on your team. They are against you. And although you may not see them, you may not see them in what they're doing, your inners know that there's something that's not quite right, that they are potentially sabotaging you, that they are backstabbing you, that their energy is not good energy. So this negative energy around people, you have to be sensitive to who you have around you. You know, I'm growing. The more I live life, the more I realize I cannot give my focus, my energy of being around just anybody. I grow, and I'm growing to be more and more selective who I choose to give my time to. Sometimes we have to be around people, like in the corporate setting. I'm around people that I have to be around in ministry, in the different areas in which I serve. I'm in circles where I'm around people that I have to be around because of those different environments. But the truth be told, oftentimes when I look at the landscape, I look and I say, if we weren't in these different areas where I had to be with you, would I engage with you outside of these very specific areas? And in many cases, my answer is no. Because I'm growing to be more sensitive to who I have around me, who I'm spending my precious time with. Our time is our hottest commodity. It is a great richness that once that time has passed us by, we cannot get it back. So be sensitive to, if you're sensing negative energy, look at the people that are around you and make a shift. Examine the people and make a shift. So moving from weary to power. We said discouragement to encouragement, negative energy to positive energy. Now challenges. Well, the reality is that life is laced with challenges. Situations come up, they happen. Oftentimes, many of them are not in our control. Now, some we've brought on ourselves. We have to take ownership with that. We have to be honest about it. But for example, 2020, the great pandemic, health crisis, I didn't bring that on myself. I was faced with that challenge and that adversity, as many of us, all of us were. So there are oftentimes situations that happen in life that we don't bring on ourselves, but yet we're faced with it, and we have to deal with the challenges. Now, this is what I have found in how we move from weariness to power. See, the weariness is the challenge, the weight of it. And you can either find the lessons in it or not. See, if you don't, then now you've just gone through suffering and there's no meaning to it. But the challenges are so that we can grow from those experiences. So what I have found, how do I move from the weariness of the challenge is, and getting to that place of power, is redefining it. And I have to find the lesson in it. One of the greatest things that I've grown to really operate in my life is this time of reflection. You know, closing out the day. What worked well in my day? What didn't work well? Evaluating, getting the lessons from it so that I can now redefine the challenges. Take ownership for those moments where, you know what, I misstepped. I missed it. And making a shift. And in other cases, life was just happening around me and it may have affected me, but how am I viewing it? How can I redefine it, find the lessons in it, so that now I'm growing from any of the challenges, self-imposed or otherwise? The bottom line is that I'm growing from the challenges so that ultimately I can be a greater, higher version of myself. And isn't that really the key? When the rubber meets the road, I know those of you that are listening in, you're listening in because you want to be a higher, greater version of you. You're listening in because you want more tools. You want the gems and nuggets and to be empowered and inspired, motivated, so that you can work it now. When? Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. So how do I move from weariness to power? Well, I have to shift from discouragement to encouragement. I have to shift from negative energy to positive energy. When I'm facing challenges, I have to learn the lessons and redefine it, that I'm not just going through this difficult, but now I'm getting lessons that help me to grow and make better decisions in the future, help me to grow and be a greater, higher version of myself. Lack of clarity. Woo! I have found that on my journey, if I'm not clear, I'm like walking into walls and all of that. It's like being blindfolded. So how do I shift in that area that can make me feel weary is I have to crystallize my vision for each season that I'm in. So crystallize your vision. If you're feeling like, oh my gosh, I don't know where I'm going. I'm just feeling like I'm just, oh, I don't know what to do next. And you have to take the time to pause. Take the time to introspect. Take the time to be still, be quiet. Allow the Spirit of God to speak to you, to show you, to give you what's the next steps, to take the time to crystallize your vision so you can envision and see things from the inside out. Life is not based on this outside in. which many of us have been guilty along the way, and that's why there's a lack of clarity, and that's why we're not being our authentic selves. That's why we're being copies of everybody else, because we're looking to the outside for our power, and it's draining. You're trying to compete with the Joneses. You don't even know the Joneses. You don't like them if you know them, and you're trying to compete with the Joneses, looking to the outside. So this lack of clarity, I have to take the time to be still, to be quiet, still away, so that I can crystallize my vision. Now, you may be saying, Coach Adams, I've done that already. Okay, great. But what about this now season? Have you crystallized your vision for this now season? Because if you're feeling weary, it means that you need to take the time to get the clarity that you need on how will you navigate in this now season. You know, I think about 2020, which is definitely a year for the history books, that if we continued to do things the way that we were doing them, you can't grow, because the reality is everyone had to pause. Everyone had to pause. It didn't matter what level you were at. Everyone had to pause. What do I mean by that? Everyone had to pause, and everyone was, you know, safer at home, in quarantine. It didn't matter if you were wealthy or not. Everyone had to pause. And in that pause caused you to look and say, can I continue to do things the way that I've been doing them, or do I need to pivot? Now, when we have to pivot, this is the thing. And so understand what I'm saying, because if you've crystallized your vision, I get that. But sometimes you have to pivot. And in order for you to pivot, you need to get clear and crystallize your vision. This is what I'm saying. For the season that you're in, what does that look like? Because the way in which we had to navigate from 2020 in that season of a health crisis and pandemic and safer at home and quarantined and all of that was different than what we had ever done. It caused us to pivot. Now, you may still have the same goals, because this is the thing about a pivot. A pivot is not changing your goal. For example, a basketball player on the court, the goal is to make the basket. When they pivot, they're simply shifting their strategy. Hear it. Shifting their strategy in order to achieve the goal. So what am I saying? That when there is a lack of clarity, that requires you to crystallize your goal for this moment that you're in. How do I need to pivot? Because if you're feeling weary and you're feeling like, oh, I don't know where to go from here, da, 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 what I'm doing is not working, that means that you have to make a shift. You have to pivot. And then lastly, slow breakthroughs. This one I know all too well. Sometimes I get so frustrated that things are not happening as rapidly as I would like. Remember I opened and I said that hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. And so when things are not happening as fast as we would like, there's a slow breakthrough. Our hearts can feel sick. We feel weary, tired, exhausted, frustrated. But how do I move from weariness to power when things are slow to break through? Your focus. What do you mean, Coach Adam? Well, appreciate what has happened on your journey. Don't miss those moments of breakthrough along the way. and appreciate them and celebrate them. You know, so often we're so caught up in our focus being what I don't have, what hasn't happened, where I'm not, that we don't appreciate what has happened, what we have accomplished, where we are on our journey, the gap that has been closing steadily, slowly, because you've been consistent and focused on your journey. You know, I was sharing with someone over the weekend, and we were talking about titles, and, you know, they were trying to work something through, and I was assisting them with that, and I was saying, you know, I have a lot of titles. And sometimes, until I talk to people about it, I'm like, oh, yeah. And I had a client saying, I didn't know you were a licensed minister. And I said, there was no need for me to share that with you. But in that moment of reflection, I'm like, wow, that was a great accomplishment that I completed ministerial prep at my church, that I am a licensed minister. I don't often share that because unless it's a context, you know, contextually needful, I don't share it. Many titles, but I don't share them unless it's relevant. And the reason why I say that is I can get caught up in where I feel I'm not and not appreciate. Aha, that's what we're saying as it relates to the slow breakthroughs. Appreciate what has happened on your journey. Don't just zone in and focus on what hasn't happened. So in closing and the wrap-up, because, wow, how quickly an hour of empowerment has flown by, evaluate where you are on your journey regularly. Locate yourself and adjust as needed accordingly to make sure that instead of resting and residing in that space of weariness, that you are living in that place of power. I want you to know that I'm on the journey with you and would love to support you on your journey through my Impact 100. I am committed to assisting 100 individuals personally and professionally on their growth journey through the powerful gift of empowerment that I have available. If you want more information as we close out today, simply text Full Circle to 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Text your name and Full Circle. If you would like more information about the powerful gift of empowerment that I have that starts every Monday right here on Motivational Mondays, there's one-on-one coaching, there's group coaching, my private masterminds on rich curriculums that are available with individuals that are like-minded, team building, empowerment, so much available for you. Know that if you are feeling weary, you do not have to stay there. You have the power to create change. The choice is yours. The question you must evaluate is, what will I do differently in order to get different results? I would love to be on the journey with you and support you as your personal, your lifestyle, personal, and professional coach. If we didn't have an opportunity to open the lines today, if you would like to engage through social media, we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. Simply ask to join, and you are welcome. Again, it's an open group. If you want to learn more about Coach Adams, feel free to visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Again, if you want to know more about my Full Circle of Empowerment, simply text your name and Full Circle to 310-289-2101. If you're interested in my breakout chapter in the Change book, text the same number, 310-289-2101, and the word change with your name. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in. It's such an honor to share with you here on Motivational Mondays. And again, oh, how I love Mondays. because you are sharing the airwaves with me. I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in. See you next week.
Welcome to Motivation.